PRI, Public Radio International.
An Invitation to the Dance. Ballet music from the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, led by music director Manfred Honeck. You'll hear Prokofiev's Suite from Romeo and Juliet with guest actors Caroline Pluta and Nicholas Sachs from Carnegie Mellon University, sharing Shakespeare's famous words. It's not one, not two, but four doomed lovers in this concert broadcast. Tchaikovsky's Suite from Swan Lake, Opus 20, brings together Siegfried and Odette, who die but spend eternity together. I'm Jim Cunningham. Let's make beautiful music together right here on Terra Firma, Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlow University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. To begin, it's Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. The prima ballerina, Galina Ulanova, reportedly horrified at having to dance to Prokofiev's modernist rhythms at the Kirov in Leningrad in 1940, declared, "For never was a story of more woe than Prokofiev's music for Romeo." Manfred Honeck loves ballet music. He played it in the pit at the Vienna State Opera as a former member of the Vienna Philharmonic.
I love this music, and I'm sure that many people heard about this Prokofiev, Romeo and Juliet music, which is, for me personally, sensational. It's a drama, and it was the first music he wrote after coming back from the United States. It's the first new music he presented in Russia, in the former Soviet Union. It had to be a great music, and it is.
When Prokofiev returned to Russia after living in France and touring the world as a virtuoso in 1933, he came back with a reputation as a ballet composer. Maestro Honeck told us that there are actually three different versions of the Prokofiev Romeo and Juliet suite.
Prokofiev have written three suites of that, which normally on the concert podium performed. But I wanted to go back to the original, because the orchestration of the original is somehow very interesting. So I put, instead of the normal orchestral instrument, I put in one place the mandolins. The mandolins, for me, have a wonderful medieval touch. In addition, I will also have asked two CMU students, drama students, to join us to read text by Shakespeare between the movements, and I think it's going to be fantastic.
Of the music that Prokofiev wrote for Romeo and Juliet, there's that original version he wrote with the happy ending. Prokofiev was a suspicious character in Joseph Stalin's Russia, whose henchmen thought perhaps Prokofiev had been polluted by Western ideas in his tours abroad. So what got into Sergei in writing a version of the ballet where Romeo and Juliet pirouette into the sunset together? Prokofiev said it was simple. Living people can dance, the dead cannot. Joseph Stalin didn't like the idea of rewriting Shakespeare, so the traditional ending came back into the plan. Here are Maestro Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Prokofiev's Suite from Romeo and Juliet, mandolins included.
But soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief that thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright. It seems she hangs upon the cheek of night like a rich jewel in Ethiop's ear. Beauty too rich for use for earth to dear. Did my heart love until now? Forswear its sight, for I ne'er saw true beauty till this night.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or, if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet. 'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name! The clock struck 9 when I did send the nurse. In 3 short hours, she promised to return. Perchance she cannot meet with him. Oh, that's not so. Oh, she is lame. Love's herald should be thoughts which 10 times faster glide than the sun's beams. Now is the sun upon the highmost hill of this day's journey, and from 9 to 12 is 3 long hours, yet she has not come. Had she affections and warm youthful blood, she would be as swift in motion as a ball, and my words would bandy her to my sweet love and his to me. Oh, God, she comes! Oh, honey nurse, what news? Hast thou met with him?
Oh, she speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art as glorious to this night, being o'er my head as is a winged messenger of heaven unto the white, upturned, wandering eyes of mortals that fall back to gaze on him when he bestrides the lazy pacing clouds and sails upon the bosom of the air. Thank you. I fear too early, for my mind misgives some consequence, yet hanging in the stars shall bitterly begin his fearful date with tonight's rebels, and expire the term of a despised life closed in my breast by some vile forfeit of untimely death. But he that hath the steerage of my course direct my sail. This day's black fate on more days doth depend. This but begins the woe, others must end.
Thank you.
My unworthiest hand, this holy shrine. The gentle sin is this, my lips to blushing pilgrims, ready stand to smooth that rough touch with a tender kiss.
Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much, which mannerly devotion shows in this. For saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch. And palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss.
Have not saints lips and holy palmers too?
Aye, pilgrim, lips that they must use in prayer.
Oh, then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do. They pray, grant thou, lest faith turn to despair.
Saints do not move, though grant for prayer's sake.
Then move not, while my prayer's effect I take. Thus, from my lips by yours, my sin is purged.
Then have my lips the sin that they have took?
Sin from thy lips. Oh, trespass quickly urged. Give me my sin again.
You kiss by the book.
Thank you.
Two of the fairest stars in all of heaven, having some business, do entreat her eyes to twinkle in their spheres till they return. What if they were there, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven would through the airy region stream so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night.
Spread thy close curtain, love-performing night. Come, civil night, thou sober-suited matron, all in black. Hood my unmanned blood, baiting in my cheeks with thy black mantle. Come, night. Come, Romeo, come thou day in night. For thou wilt lie upon the wings of night, whiter than new snow on a raven's back. Come, gentle night. Come, loving, black-browed night, give me my Romeo. And when he shall die, take him and cut him out in little stars, and he will make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will be in love with night and pay no worship to the garish sun. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow. Good night. Good night. A thousand times good night.
Thank you.
You heard Prokofiev's suite from Romeo and Juliet, performed by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music director Manfred Honeck. The suite concluded with the death of Juliet. We heard Juliet's funeral, the Duke's command, the morning serenade, the duel of Tybalt and Mercutio, the death of Mercutio, the young Juliet, dance, the street awakens, Juliet's room, the dance of the knights, and the suite began with the Duke's command. In the morning dance, our mandolinists were violist Stephanie Tredick and guitarist and mandolinist Scott Elliott. Scott teaches at West Virginia University School of Music. The Romeo and Juliet ballet music was first heard in Brno, Czechoslovakia. That was in 1938. It was first heard in Pittsburgh on February 28, 1941, with former music director Fritz Reiner conducting at the Syria Mosque. Shakespeare's words were provided by the very appealing and believable lovers, actress Caroline Pluta, a junior studying acting in the Carnegie Mellon School of Drama, and Nicholas Sachs in his third year studying music theater at Carnegie Mellon. Sergei Prokofiev wrote his ballet for Romeo and Juliet in Leningrad while he was on a concert tour of the Ukraine at the rest home of the Bolshoi Theater. And he wrote the music for the third act in Baku, Azerbaijan, and Tbilisi in Georgia and Moscow. If you're looking for more romance, a love that never ends, Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake will glide right along in just a moment. From Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, I'm your white swan, Jim Cunningham. Malia Toranjoe is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Assistant conductors are Francesco Lecce-Chong and Andres Franco. Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air with the Pittsburgh Concert Channel, WQED.org website. You can hear archived concerts on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Take a moment and drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. Get them free while they last with the radio guide. The binoculars are great for watching musicians, actors, and dancers on stage. The radio guide includes a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of our soloists this season. There's a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Pat and Michelle Atkins underwrite this program in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.